Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friend. This is your best friend, my name is Yichio. This was a regitto by Sir Chaim Tzvi, B'chotzecha. The Mishnah in Meseches Gittin, in the Chavdalid on the Beis, says, Omar l'lablar k'soib la'izah she'erte agarish, posur l'agarish bo. The person says to the scribe, write a get, the name of a woman, and I'll be able to choose which of my wives it's going to. He has two wives with the same name. And then La'iza Sheretz Agarish. Pasul Agarish, but he's not allowed to do that, to know which woman it's going towards. And the Gemara says it's because of Ein Breira. Because there's no Breira, you can't say that. It's Misbarir. It turns out in retrospect that it was written for Rachel number one and not Rachel number two. Say Ein Breira. Since we say Ein Breira, you can't say to the Lablar, right it gets, La'ezer She'eretz Agarish Bo. Similarly, we see in the Gemara and Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, Amar Lav Kotzov La'iza She'teitzei BePesach Tchila, Pasul Agarish Bo De'Ein Breira. Write a get, and whoever comes out of the house first is going to be for her. It's not allowed to be Megarish because Ein Breira. There goes Mordechai, and Os Tov Samechei writes in the name of Rabbi Yosef Mikaltzon, that from here we can learn that you don't say to the sofer in the Edom, she yichtev uviyachtem ukame gitten, ad she yeecha me'amodas harav, de binyan zeh hu posel, de domi lebreira, kem shech sheru shel get, toli bedas harav, vein or mishuhuvra adavr she ya'oimed, bedas harav mishas ksiva de kaimala name breira. From here you learn you can't tell the sofer in the Edom to write and sign a few kitten, and then whatever the Rav likes, whatever the Rav is machshir, the Rabbi validates, is going to be the one. Because that's like Breira, because the hechshir of the get is Tali B'das HaRav. And we don't say that Huvra Dover, that it was really good all along, because Ein Breira. Ayin Sham V'Ein B'Beis Yosef B'Simen Kuf Chof Beis. In the Sefer Divrei Emes, in Kuntres Dalet, Binyan Gittin, he writes that according to this, a woman who has a suffix, Bishma, you can't write two Gittin, you don't know what her name is, it's a suffix what her name is, you don't write two Gittin with two names, and then when you find out what the right name is, you give it to her. You'll give that one. Or that. Or better, that she'll be Megureshes, but Kosher Shebishnayim. Whichever one is Kosher, that's the good one. Not like the Maharchash, Mechela Gimel Simon Dalit, that this such a get is okay, such getting are okay. Because the Kalvachomer, Mahasim Shuhu Radar Velachar Ksiva. Shu kasher l'das harav, u'metchilu omed l'sbar filu achinu kasher, madach haget, that it's going to be misbar afterwards that the rub is machshir the get. And nevertheless, it's not kasher. Koshkein here, that it's not only lo huvra, but it's einu asu l'sbar. We're not going to know what her real name is. So vada, it's not kasher. V'ayim b'zeh b'get pashut b'simen kuf chof beis, if kot n'ches. We know to be Huda Tinyana Bevan Ezer Vesimen Kufchof Tests. So that's the Vort. That such a get isn't good because it's never going to be Misbar. We say Ain Breira. But Alachas Kama Vakama here, it's never going to be Misbar. So you can't just say, all right, I don't know what her name is. I don't know if her name is Sprintzy or her name is Dinty. So you write one with Sprintzy, one with Dinty, and then you give her both. It doesn't work because it's never going to be Misbar. Frekti or Sameach, Gerish in 3-4, from the Gemara in Eruvin, and Daf Lamed Vav Omid Beis, that a person sets up his Eruv Tchumen, and he says, if the Chacham comes from the east, then my Eruv is in the east, and from the west, then the west. So what's the din? The Eruv is not a good Eruv, Laman Domer Ein Breira. V'hani Mili Shadayin Lo Ba Chacham. And that's only if the Chacham hasn't yet come, then you need to come on to Breira. But if he already came, you just don't know which side he's coming from. So then the Eruv is an Eruv. Rashi says that it's just a Gili Milsa. It's not a Breira Safek, because it's clear that he's already come. This guy just doesn't know, but since he's already come, therefore the Eruv is a good Eruv. So you see that Breira is only in a Safek al Ha'osit. That what you're not sure about what's going to happen in the future. That's Breira, a Safek al Ha'osit. But now when B'mitzias, it already happened. So here also, here in the Mitzias, what's her name? Her name happens to be Shprinzi. Now you don't know, but in the Mitzias, her name is Shprinzi. It says, Nochi Saran of Breira. And you can't compare it to the Nidon of Rav Yosef Mikaltsun. There it's Tali B'das HaRav afterwards, which one the Rav is going to be Machshir. That hasn't happened yet. But this already happens, Klapi Shmaya Galia. Not only that God knows what her true name is, the Metzias is that this is her name. In the case of the Rav being Machshir, the Rav hasn't yet been Machshir. So that's Breira. But this isn't Breira, and you don't know what her name is, and you write it to Gittin to cover all your bases. Because that's Lamaisa already her name. And similarly, the Arsamech is Tameya, and the Ramo, in Yeredei, and Simon Samech Aleph, Sif Chof Hei, that Memakom Shinogin Lishcha De Tilov De Kol Ovid Kochavim, Nimtza Trefa Nishra Al Ovid Kochavim, Nimtza Ksher Elokho Yisrael, Pater Min HaMatanos, Midivri HaMordechi B'Shem HaRav Yoh, Hayim B'Mordechi Shabir HaTam, that let's say there's a place that you shecht by a goy, and if it comes out to be a treifa, the goy gets to keep it, and if it comes out kosher, the Jew gets to keep it. In such a case, you don't have to give matnas kahuna. So says the Mordechai. The Mordechai explains, brought in the shach, taz, in the gro, that emosai mechayev b'shan zvicho v'hishayto les breiro to have a didei. What's mechayiv in matanos? Shazvicha, and shazvicha, you don't even know if it's okay yet. You don't know if it's going to be a treif or not. So memela, it's not chayiv in matanos because it might belong to a goy. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael yet. Ad kan the halacha in the Ramah with the hezber. But here also we have a kasha. It already happened. Just a gilui milsa. So frak the orasameach, there should be beseder gamor. This should be beseder gamor, because the maisa, the metzias is that it either is a treif or it's not a treif. You just don't know yet. But it's just a gilui milsa. It already happened whether it's a treif or not a treif. So this shouldn't be breira, this should be beseder gamor, and it should be chayv and matanas. No shaykhis to the goy. When you find out that it was kosher all along. That's not Breira. So says Moron Rosh HaYeshiva of Chaim Shmuel Levitz as follows. We've been going through his Torahs and Gittin and on Kedushin. Baruch Hashem. That's so many amazing shiurim. It's like each one's worth $150 million. So Reb Chaim said as follows. That b'yisod ha'din shel ein breira, the Ran writes in Nedarim, and daf memhei amud beis, that the reason we hold there's a problem of breira is because ein roi sheyochol dover ala sofik. It's not roi that something should be chal, should take effect on something doubtful. So it would appear that this chisaron is shayich on two levels. Hein mitzad ha'chalos, the efshe shetochu chalos al sofik, Ukagon. You can't have a chalos and a suffik. Somebody who takes wine and he says, the two lugs that I'm going to be mafrish in the future are going to be truma. But he hasn't been mafrish them. It's only going to be mizbar afterwards that he meant these two lugin. He has a barrel and he says, two lugin that I take from the barrel. That's brera. It's not chal, because we don't know which lugin he's going to take. So that's brera. It's not roy that there should be a chalos and a suffik. That's issue number one. Issue number two is mitzad asiyas hagavra, that asiyah la sofek is not asiyah. You can't do anything based on sofek. That's not a proper asiyah. And therefore, ein breira. Hein mitzad achalos, hein mitzad asiyas hagavra. So now we can say as follows. That we're masne, we make a tenai on the past. If we're dealing with the chalos can't take effect on a suffik. So it should be effective because it already happened. The chalos isn't chal on a suffik. It's just a gili milsa. Afterwards, you're going to find out, but it already happened. The metzius is already there. You just don't know about it yet, but it already happened. So the zelo baya. Ubeis hachalos kvar mevoreret hametziut shetna leh. The time of the chalos, the metzius was already misbarer. So memela, that's not chalos on a suffik metzius. This is a clear metzius. So the chalos is chala ala vadai. The halachic change is taking effect on something definite, not on something misupik. And the fact that the osa doesn't know doesn't mean the chalos is considered on a suffik. However, mitzad the asiyas hagavra, it wouldn't be effective. Because klape didei, vis-a-vis the gavra, it's still a suffik. It's a siyah ala suffik. Because for him it's a suffik. In his world, it's a suffik. In his consciousness, it's a suffik. When we talk about absolute reality, the reality already happened. But the problem of brera is twofold. You can't make a chalos on a suffik, and you can't have a siyah sagavra on a suffik. And a siyah sagavra is on the level of the person's consciousness. Not absolute reality, not objective reality, but subjective reality. And in his subjective reality, he doesn't know about it yet. So, with this yisod, we can answer our kashas. And, mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will see the resolutions, b'li neder. And in the meantime, I'm giving you the opening to think about it with these yisodos, how we can resolve the question from Erevin and the question from Dinei Shechita. And the Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder, and next time we will see Niflos. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom. B'li Neder, we shall continue.